Abraham. Didn't you have a good time looking at his life? Horatius Bonar said, accept the Bible just from your parents, and you have a hereditary creed. Receive the scriptures from the church, and you end up with a traditional creed. Place God's word in the test tube of your brain and try to reason it out. It is purely an intellectual creed. The facts are, without the scriptures, we stand unprotected and unruled and perhaps unruly. Without the scriptures, we have no other course. We make up our own faith, live by our own opinions. David knew better than that when he said in Psalm 119:19 in the Living Bible, I am a pilgrim here on earth. How I need a map, and your commands are my chart and guide. Let me suggest to you that studying biblical personalities can be a map for our own lives. The commands of God are consistent. Yet these different people help us to see God dealing with a variety of experiences in His truth. It is the same truth, but truth is many-sided. So we have the same truth of God, but different expressions of it in biblical characters. There isn't a problem we come up against in our lives or the lives of our loved ones today that God has not mapped out a solution. Now that you've done at least one character study on your own, I pray that you will continue to gain the rewards of such studies by digging out leading lessons from different lives using the sample outline on page 42 in your study book. 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction. There are some books that you will want to begin to collect that will be valuable resource material. For instance, you could use a good concordance, something like Cruden's Complete Concordance, published by Zondervan. Then you can take any character like we did with Abraham and look that person up in the concordance and find every passage relating to the person. You could read all those passages, but if you're studying a major character, you probably will have to limit your study to specific portions or phases of his life. Romans 15:4 reminds us that though we live in the 20th century with its star-studded summit spectaculars of dissidence and detente and inflation and unemployment and joint American-Soviet space mission and politics, it reminds us that these things that were written in the scriptures so long ago are to teach us patience and to encourage us so that we will look forward expectantly to the time when God will conquer sin and death. What are some other teaching values of the character study? Well, truths and principles that always apply to life will show through the text as we read. Also, the facts and the details of the characters will add insight or life to situations we have never really personally experienced. Another prize is in the promises uncovered, because you see, God's commands and promises apply to every generation. How this person believed or failed to believe God, how he obeyed or failed to obey God, will give us a view into our own future as we see how what they did affected their lives. Indication that God was at work in their lives when they could not see the end, in the good times and the bad times, can be a giant encouragement to us to persist and to press on. Another book that can give you some background on the verses you look up is Haley's Bible Handbook. It's also put out by Zondervan. The Treasury of Scripture Knowledge, published by Revel, will give you page after page of cross-references that could save you a lot of time. For looking up definitions of words you may be unfamiliar with, the New Bible Dictionary by J.D. Douglas, published by Erdmans, would be a wise investment. If you would like a closer look at the Greek words, an Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words by W.E. Vine, or a similar book put out by Bullinger, would be an asset. Some of you may enjoy looking at the geographical location of Abraham's going away party in his new home, or of the Shunammite woman's spot of hospitality, of the Old Testament battlefields, of the country where Jesus walked, of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. Well, you might invest in a Bible atlas. Another general helps book would be Henrietta Mears' book, What the Bible is All About. One type of Bible study I did not mention in your study book is the topical study. It is similar to the character study in that references are collected from all over the Bible and studied. Limiting your study to one key topic, here are six suggestions on how you could do a topical study. 1. Locate references on topics and related topics. In doing this, you could use your concordance. If your topic was the Word of God or the servant or pace setting or ministering to others, you could check your credence just for such topics. You could use the treasury of Scripture knowledge for cross-references. Skim read the passages that you find these verses in. 2, list references and key thoughts. Select key verses out of all the ones listed. Write adequate key thoughts. Be sure you are relating them to the topic being studied. 3, define key words. You could use a regular English dictionary and one of the Greek dictionaries I mentioned earlier. Define the words from their use in the verses. Check the historical and grammatical meaning. 4, arrange references and categories. List ideas and thoughts. Then outline major divisions using the numbering process. As an example, if your topic was the Word of God, your listed ideas could be 1, what seems to be the uses of the Word of God? 2, what is God's attitude towards His Word? 3, list examples of Hebrews 4:12 at work in the Scriptures. 4, how can God's Word be effective in my life? If your topic was the servant, your thought might be 1, how does the Scripture seem to define servanthood? 2, who proved to be good examples of this definition in the Bible? 3, what are God's comments on servants or servanthood? 4, does the Scripture definition of servanthood differ from the world's concept? 5, write major teachings of these categories out. Write a central truth about each subject. Arrange them in paragraphs. Then list major conclusions and principles. 6, write a personal application. Remember, God is more interested in making us something than He is in teaching us something. And on page 37 of your book, you'll remember we have outlined for you how to do a personal application. To help you get started in the topical studies, you may want to order some topical studies, such as God Loves Me, The Sovereignty of God, Jesus is Victor, Who He Is, or Who Am I? These studies by Ruth Myers are available upon request from Bremner's, B-R-E-M-N-E-R-S, Bremner's, 3308 Hudson Road, H-U-D-S-O-N Road, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. And beloved, as you get more involved in studying and teaching the Word of God, I pray that you will see clearly that it's the very mortar which cements the stability of Western civilization together. Care more for reading its pages than merely honoring its presence. Find out from experience that it's not dry on the inside just because for years it may have been dusty on the outside. While others extol its cultural contribution, let me encourage you not to ignore its call to commitment.